Imagine your girlfriend or boyfriend attacks you, spits on you, rips your clothes off, destroys your home, and then calls the police on you, crying and screaming about how you are trying to take their life and how you beat them in front of a child, your child. Now imagine that's all a lie.
Help me!
Ma'am, repeat the address. I need to send Eunice to you. I need the address.
Please help me! You're gonna
kill me! Ma'am, what's the address?
A lie that endangered your life and every single thing that you worked your entire life for. This is the reality for world championship boxer Gervonta Davis, aka Tank, and Vanessa Poso, the mother of his child who was allegedly the abuser in the relationship. That terrible young woman made a very real sounding call to the police that got Tank put in cuffs for a crime that he didn't commit. Now, how do we know this? Shouldn't we believe all women? No, because not all women tell the truth, just like all men don't. And Vanessa just exposed the truth and herself in the worst way. And we're gonna get into all of that. The shocking truth that Vanessa herself exposed, how we know Tank is innocent, and the disgusting details of the abuse that Tank David suffered at the hands of his obviously terrible human being, Vanessa. But first, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. Now, diving right back into it, Tank Davis is an American professional boxer and a world champion, but he recently made headlines when news broke that he was arrested for allegedly putting his hands on his baby mama. Now, back on December 27th, a frantic 911 call was received by police to which Davis was arrested and booked at Florida's Broward County for the charge of battery and domestic violence. But that wasn't the entire story, because Vanessa, his baby mom who made the call, lied, and Tank was the victim.
I'm trying to go home, I have my baby in the car, and can you please send help? I need to go home, I'm in danger right now.
In accordance to court documents, as stated by ESPN, the police mentioned that Davis actually and intentionally touched and striked Poso with a closed hand type of slap, which caused Poso to suffer an abrasion on the upper side of her lip. Now, Tank denied the accusation immediately once this all came out and said, I never put my hands on my child, mother, nor my daughter. Are you effing crazy? Davis further stated that she made up what she said and that she was the one that was violent with him and was abusing him. And he went on to show some receipts. Shout out to the receipt gang. Documenting the mental and physical abuse he suffered, showing Instagram how Vanessa disgustingly smeared poop from his daughter's diaper on his toothbrush, number one, how she vandalized his home, writing cheater on the bathroom mirror and leaving broken glass all over his floor, how she spit on him and assaulted him while tearing his clothes to shreds. This sounds like all types of mental, physical, and emotional abuse. And while it is creative, it's absolutely disgusting. And how dare you do all that and call the police on me? Jesus. But of course, Tank trying to defend himself would not be good enough for the streets and not the law. And we all know in 2022, calling the police on a black man and crying and screaming like he did something to you is a good way to get him killed. But to her credit, in spite of doing something so terrible, Vanessa did eventually come out on Instagram and tell the truth to her 700,000 plus followers. This past Friday, Poso took to her social media where she posted on her story a few words that many of us did a double take on in reaction to what she had just said and what she had previously done. In her post, she says, these past days have been hurtful and extremely exhausting for all parties, especially Tank, the guy that went to jail. And then goes on to say, Gervonta and I were both at fault for the argument. While the emotions were running high, I made an unnecessary call to law enforcement in an intense moment while I was frantic. Gervonta did not harm me or my daughter. If that's not the bombshell of the century, it just goes to show how disgusting and how low someone will sink to tear down a man, no matter how hard he has tried to build himself up. And while he went to jail for her saying that he put his hands on her, she will not be facing time for her lying about it. And it just doesn't do a disservice to Tank and the law enforcement individuals who are trying to take her story seriously. It also damages the chances of other women coming forward, because now they won't believe or will be less likely to be believed. And what kind of example is this to set for someone like you, who is a woman who has a daughter? And knowing that this will be broadcasted everywhere and she will eventually find out what you did to her father. Now, I am not trying to make Tank Davis sound like some type of saint. I want to cover the story in whole and I don't want to leave pieces out or not give the complete story. So, Tank Davis was arrested for domestic violence in 2020 before he was at a basketball game, a celebrity basketball game, and there was footage of him grabbing his then girlfriend, not this one, a different one, and forcibly taking her out of the arena. But from all accounts, which also makes what she did even more dirty, like, you know, he had this previous encounter, so that will make him more likely to seem guilty for this situation. And it seems like she used that knowledge of that incident and how it would make him look then and now to try to paint Gervonta Davis as a woman beater or an abuser of women. But let me know what you think in the comments. Do you think that she should go to jail for what she said? Do you think that Tank Davis should break up with her? Because according to her, apparently they're still working it out. Do you think that this relationship could, I don't know, end up turning into something beautiful? And do you think this is the last that we've heard of the drama regarding Gervonta Tank Davis and Vanessa Poso? Let me know. But I also want to thank you for joining our show and being a part of our production. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. You come to stay and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. See you in the next one. Bow.